Today I would like to speak about approaching love and all the ways that you are changing your relationships are to be revolutionized. And you are to see in what ways your relationships with others reflect your relationship with yourself. Elsewhere, I have spoken about what parts of you believe they must do in order to get love. That concerned where love comes from. Ultimately, love comes from yourself. This is the paradigm shift you are experiencing. In any way that you are relying on others to love you, and you are not loving yourself, it is time for you to take this back. To love yourself in all the ways others do not, did not, might not. It is time for all of your attention regarding love to come back to yourself. Now, the focus of what love is and where it comes from, if you choose to engage in the process of evolution that is presented to you now on this planet, as you live on this planet, you need to understand in what ways your relationships reflect you. While this focus comes back to you, the spotlight, you could say, comes to you, it does not mean that you do not have relationships with others. It does not mean that you begin to live in a vacuum. It is that you choose to take the reflections of your relationships as telling of where you are in your evolution. You choose to observe realistically all that is happening in each of your relationships. You choose this realism no matter what stage of relationship you are in. You love the part about love and loving that takes you out of yourself, in which you are lost temporarily in the dynamic you share or create with another. At this stage in your evolution, it is time for you to never be lost, to always know exactly where you are and what is happening and why. Your relationships exist to teach you what it is that you have signed up to learn. If you choose not to be conscious of what is happening in your relationships and why, you will continue to experience roller coasters, and what Seth, the channel, calls drama. In many ways, nothing will change if you choose not to become conscious. In some ways, the dynamics that do not serve you will intensify, or the manifestation of dysfunction will accelerate. if you choose consciousness of what is going on in these relationships of yours, you will begin to see in what ways various parts of you have been willing to become lost in the energy of another, or in the dynamic sparked with another. When you begin to view love as I do, a part of you will be sad, because what you call romance seems to need to be put to rest. You have been conditioned to create a certain sort of place for what you have come to know as romance, for it to occupy a certain place in your consciousness and be given a certain primacy in the process of how relationships are formed and why and when and how long they last and whether they are considered successful or not successful. If you wish to mature spiritually, given the kinds of changes that are unfolding energetically on your planet and within you, then you will choose never to be lost again. And this will require you to allow the notion of romance that you have inherited from your culture to be dismantled. In one way of looking at this, romance is the opposite of reality. Romance, when you romanticize, you avoid experiencing what is actually there, what is real. If you are lucky, you can no longer, given these changes you are experiencing, get away with fooling yourselves, with fooling yourself into remaining willing to observe something other than what is in front of you. And that is to say, if you are lucky, you are choosing to grow into more consciousness of yourself as a divine being. And that process requires dismantling notions such as romance, that take you out of the moment, that take you out of consciousness and being willing to be the one in charge of your life. Anything can be romanticized. My focus today is when love is romanticized. But this applies to many escapist diversions that you might engage in order to avoid being aware of exactly what it is that is happening. I have said that romance is related to the willingness to become lost and to avoid conscious awareness of the present moment. When it comes to romanticizing love, there is an ideal that becomes preferred over the reality in front of one. The channel Seth just considered the role that your media culture, your advertising, plays in this process that shapes your awareness. Yet, I will tell you that this romanticization, this idealization, has been around as long as humans have been around. Your mythologies from various cultures, all of them, idealize and romanticize. Knowing that the appropriate sort of love for you can only come once you are committed and practiced in loving yourself first. Knowing that, ask yourself these parts of you that might wish to become lost in another. Whether you are currently in relationship but now do not feel lost in that other, or whether you desire to be in relationship of some kind, if there is part of you that values the prospect of being lost in it with that person, because of that person, ask yourself these questions. What is it that would be different if you were lost? If you could lose yourself in romance, what would be different about you if you could live in that state, or once again, live in that state? If you had access to that way of experiencing yourself, how would you be different? What I will say next is an offering of a reality check so that you might support the parts of you that desire a way of being that doesn't serve you, to offer these parts support so they may come into alignment with the rest of you, the part of you that is capable of spiritual maturity, creating it and living through it. Once you answer those questions, consider with detachment, with realism, yet without judgment, without criticism of a negative kind. Consider if those ways of being would really be good for you. Would they serve you? If the answer is no, then you have simply just identified a part of yourself that would rather be lost than be present, that would rather be unconscious than conscious. If the answer is yes, then you have just identified qualities in yourself that you are ready to own, to embody and inhabit without waiting for another to do this for you. As you begin to dismantle romance, you become ready to learn that the idea that everything is about and comes down to love is actually true. It is just that you have learned a way of viewing this and understanding it in a way that creates imbalance and powerlessness. If you choose to wait for another to bring love out of you, then you will be waiting for another to bring love out of you. If you wait to find another to spark your love, then you will simply be waiting. It is an illusion that other people are necessary for this process, for you to come alive as love. You have lived as long as you have lived on Earth in all of your lives spread out on the Earth timeline in and through duality. Others seem necessary. It is natural to assume this after so long of living through this lens. You are learning now about what we would call unity consciousness, which, as Seth has explained elsewhere, is not about, well, the image in his mind, which makes him laugh, is everybody joining around in a circle, holding hands, and hoping for the best. That's a Piscean Age view of what unity is. The new paradigm for unity is for individuals as humans. To understand that they themselves are the divine. Not even just divine, but the divine. This work that Seth engages in is centered on bringing through this truth that humans are already powerful, divine creators. Relative to love and waiting for someone else to wake yourself up to yourself as love. This is another way of saying waiting for someone else to show you your divinity. you are ready, as a collective, to begin being divine and not waiting for someone else to either be divine for you or to draw you out in order that you may express yourself as divine, which is to say, loving. You are ready to do this for yourself. When you do this, your motivation is to be because you want to seed love here now. Some people get to this place of loving the self after cycling through many experiences and situations where it is revealed that other people are not going to love them in the way that they expect or desire or need. This is fine. But beginning now, you no longer need to cycle through those kinds of experiences in order to have it revealed to you that you are the source of love. You can simply choose to begin becoming that. This version of you that loves by choice, that does not wait for someone else to love or to be loving in order to start the process. This version of you is your divine creative self. This version of you is your power. When you choose to be this version of yourself, you can simply and easily release the debris from your history of looking for someone to love you, of waiting for someone to be love for you. Dismantle your understanding of and your expectations surrounding romance. Release other people from the responsibility of loving you, as well as for the responsibility of inspiring you to choose love. And you will become closer to who you really are, remembering who you really are is why you are here. That is the mission of every human. It has been said that I am committed to the unfolding of the divine plan. The divine plan is that you remember who you really are while incarnated as a human on Earth. That is the purpose of the series of lives in which you incarnate as a human. Some of you want to know when you can cease needing to experience being incarnated on this planet in this way. If you are one of these people, check your motivation. Observe without judgment, with open eyes, realistically, what your motivation is. Do you ask that because you love the divine and you want to return? Or do you ask that because you are worn out from your experience of suffering as a being incarnated in this place, in this way? If it is that you love the divine, and you want to return to the divine, it is time for you to understand that there is no better place. Earth, living as a human on Earth, Seth would say, it's a hot ticket. This is the place to be. The opportunities here to experience oneself as divine, as energy, as spirit in the form of a human, spirit in the form of matter. This opportunity is unique. Many souls desire to be on Earth as humans. There is no better place. Your job, if you wish to return to Source, is to understand that your work on Earth as humans is not done until the divine plan is perfected. The manifestation, human manifestation experiment, culminates in individuals as a collective remembering their true nature. For some of you wishing to return to the divine, you remember the high vibration, and you remember being and being surrounded by total and utter love, so that you might feel comfortable and natural in surrendering to it, where there is no pretense and there is no need for protection. Again, I say, there is no better place than where you are now. The opportunity to be divinity, having a human experience as you have chosen, that opportunity is to be treasured. There is no better place. Your evolution requires embodying the divine, which is to say, love, while incarnated on this planet. That is the mission. There is no better place. Everything that you want about the conditions of being surrounded by love and being love, in order that you might feel comfortable surrendering to it, that is what you need to bring here today, now, into form. That is what you need to manifest and seed here, now. You cannot have that again by not being here. You chose to have it by being here. For this other group, those who want to return to source do not want to be here because they are weary from suffering. There is much to say to you. You did not come here to suffer. Yet, you came here to have certain sorts of experiences, some of which lead you to suffer. Your process in coming into your power as the divine is to leave behind any and all meaning attached that you have attached to your suffering. Suffering and pain are simply parts of the experience of being human. The problem that has arisen that you perceive, something is wrong about it, is that you find your suffering meaningful. Again, love is the answer to everything. As you have suffered, and you have looked around to others to help alleviate your suffering, and they have not responded, or they have contributed to scenarios and experiences which have led you deeper into suffering. This is not meaningful about you or them. They are, whether they contribute to deepening suffering, or whether they do not support you in coming out of it, they do not help you or heal you. They are fulfilling agreements with you so that you might learn that you are the only source of love. That if you want to experience love, you must create it by being it. Bring it to the world because you are embodying it. When you do this, you step into your power as a creative being, as the divine, and you cease assigning meaning to suffering. So, for those of you who do not want to be here because you are weary from your suffering, you need to understand there is no better place, and that your experience of suffering has been your creation along your journey to remember yourself as the divine, and that you have the choice about how to experience being here. You can suffer, and you can not suffer. And it is your choice. When I say that there is no better place, I wish to elaborate for you what I mean. It is not intended to make you more weary or to find your present circumstance somewhat of a punishment or a sentence for having done something wrong. Because many of your religions have ingrained in you the expectation that there is a heaven for you waiting to reward you for being the right sort of person, for behaving in the right sorts of ways. I wish to say that the unique opportunities that you have taken advantage of by being where you are, incarnated as a human on Earth, are precious. And they are the landscape in which the terrain on which divinity is remembering who it really is. This is a wonderful playground for the divine to learn. I do not want you to resign to suffering. I want you to change your mind about what suffering is. And then I want you to choose to leave behind hope that there is a different sort of place waiting for you. This is it. This is the show. This is where everything is happening. The only problem is when you have assigned meaning to why you suffer. Some of you, on a very deep level, and if asked, would not relate to this, but nevertheless, it is in many of you a deep thread in your energy fields as you carry your karma, your beliefs, from life to life. And that is that when you suffer, you attach a meaning that it is a valid statement of your lovability, your worthiness to experience and receive love. As I stated earlier, thus far, in this manifestation experiment, humans have been learning about strength and power and love and everything else through the lens of duality. And that now, I also said, it is time for you to understand that you are creating this, that you are the power. You are the creator, and you are the divine. As you go through that process of remembering who you really are, I encourage you to lose hope that something could be different, and to choose to embody and inhabit your role as the divine. Thank you.